This I Believe. Mario Pay was born in Rome, Italy, but grew up in New York. At the age of 22, he became an instructor in Latin and Romance languages at City College and remained there until 1937, when he accepted an assistant professorship at Columbia University. At present, an associate professor of Romance philology, he is also a prolific author and a frequent contributor to magazines and professional journals. This is Mario Pay's creed.
I believe that next to divine grace, God's greatest gift to man is time. Not time to fritter away, but time to use to the best advantage of one's fellow man, and for the full development and fruition of those talents with which one has been blessed. The proper utilization of one's time span calls for the development of that sense of personal initiative and personal responsibility without which man sinks to the level of a cog in a machine. All men are not endowed with the same talents or abilities, but I believe that there is incumbent upon each individual an obligation to realize to the utmost the good and useful qualities with which he is endowed. In the realization of this obligation lies the fundamental truth of the proposition that all men are created equal. I believe that every human being has been given his own spark of immortality, and it is up to him to see that this spark does not die. I believe that every human being possesses the God-given dignity of individuality, and it is up to him and all other men to respect it. In the final analysis, man is not responsible for his actions to his fellow man, who may be as imperfect as he is. He is responsible to God, who will ask an accounting for whatever gifts have been placed in trust with each one of us. Time is ill spent to accumulate wealth, power, or learning if these things are looked upon as having value for their own sake. It is well spent if they are gained for the ultimate purpose of service to others. When the hour comes, as it must come to everyone, to part from life's blessings, the question will not be how many of these earthly blessings have been gathered and are now being left behind, but to what use they had been put while there was a choice to make. The field of the accumulation of learning is the one with which I am most familiar. Here I have often been struck by the sterility of much of that accumulation, the indifference to the practical utilization of the wisdom and lore that have been so painstakingly piled up. The scholar who gathers wisdom not in order to make it available to his fellow men who hunger for it, but to hoard it so that it may die with him, is like the miser who buries gold in a secret place where no one may ever find it and use it. When I face my Maker, I know that the list of my shortcomings will be painfully long. But this, if nothing else, is what I hope I may see on the credit side of the ledger. He made full and proper use of the time and talents allotted to him. He showed respect for the rights and dignity of his fellow man. He acted in accordance with his sense of individual responsibility, never shirking his duty as he saw it, and never relying on others to perform the tasks assigned to him. What little he had to give out, he did not attempt to hoard, but dispensed it with freedom and generosity. He directed his efforts in such a way that when he left the earth it was, even though to an infinitesimal degree, a better place than when he entered it. For this I strive, because this I believe.
That was Professor Mario Pay of Columbia University in New York. His most recent books are The Story of English and an historical novel, Swords of Anjou.